I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, 31st Chapel Office enacts HC Ready in modernizing the fleet. The 31st Chapel's office is reoptimizing to align with the Air Force Chaplain Corps' initiative, HC Ready, which aims to ensure airmen, guardians, and their families are spiritually fit and ready for personal and professional success. With today's high-stakes security environment, the chapel's office stands committed to inspire the warfighter spirit through religious accommodation, spiritual fitness, and leadership advisement.
The Air Force Chaplain Corps' new motto is HC Ready, emphasizing their unique responsibility of fortifying warrior ethos and bolstering resilience across the force. The 31st Fighter Wing Chapel's office submits a ministry plan to the wing commander annually, confirming their plan of action to take care of Wyverns. This year, the focus will be on driving faith, spiritual fitness, and religious freedom through community outreach events across the installation. Major Joshua Flynn, 31st Fighter Wing Deputy Wing Chaplain, says the wing prioritizes Wyvern's mental health, providing several resources to support service members and their families.
Let me just encourage you, no matter if you're on a peak or a valley, that there are people here at Aviano to care for you. Do not suffer in silence. We have chaplains, we have our religious affairs airmen, we have MFLAX, we have our mental health. These resources are readily available for you.
Flynn also says chaplains are ready and adaptive warriors who are devoted to the community and prioritize the mission by investing in Wyvern Nation. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Modernizing the fleet. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Katherine Winchell. The 105th Airlift Wing became the first base to permanently maintain microvanes on one of its own aircraft at Stewart Air National Guard Base, New York. The goal is to modernize the U.S. Air Force C-17 Globemaster III by expanding microvane use across the entire fleet. And Stewart's first permanent aircraft with microvanes has already successfully supported worldwide missions for over a year. Microvanes reduce drag and fuel consumption, saving the Air Force over $14 million annually. They also allow aircraft to fly farther while carrying more cargo, maintaining the Air Force's position as a leader in global air power. 105th Maintenance Squadron Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Eric Durkin says, "The technology is not just cost-effective, but will directly enhance mission capability." That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer.